What's up, guys? This is episode 5, season 2 of Hopped On Sports. We have a special episode here today. One, you could say, remembering the career of Kobe Bryant. After, if you have been living under a rock, we lost a great one yesterday on Sunday, January 26th. And we're going to take this episode to talk a little some sports, but mostly just kind of some of our favorite stories, things about Kobe that we really enjoyed. I mean, he's one of the all-time greats, not just basketball players, but just athletes in general. And I think you're going to find out he maybe even a better person. So, but before we get to all that, let me introduce my co-host, Steven, to this podcast, man. What's up, man?
Yeah, hey, definitely not the manner in which I was looking forward to doing this this week's show. Yeah, yesterday I was watching TV. In fact, I was not even on TV yet. I was just on my phone, and I saw a post on Facebook, and it was, I can't remember what it was, but it was a screenshot, and it said something, Kobe Bryant dead. And I just, being me, I just kept scrolling because I see so much crap. And then I turned on the TV, and I saw on the Pro Bowl, and then I turned on, I did a side-by-side with the Pro Bowl and the X Games, and when I saw it flash on the X Games, I thought, wait a minute, you know, maybe that's legit. So I looked into it, and ooh, it was a gut punch, big time.
Yeah, sure enough. And so we felt like we owed it to Kobe to go ahead and take this episode and talk about him a little bit more. Before we get to all that, we do have to have a beer, maybe pour a little bit out for the homies today. But yeah, for sure. So let's start with what you're drinking over there, man.
For me today is the Mexican lager from Welltown Brewing. I don't know if you've had that before. It's I'm pretty sure you have. I'm pretty sure, in fact, we've even talked about it on the podcast. It's a Dos Equis, a Corona. I mean, it's actually a Mexican Pilsner, isn't it? How they classify it. So 8.5%. This is an incredible beer. I recommend it to anybody, salt or not. I know that salt sometimes is looked down on, but with this beer, it can definitely be a plus. And anyways, that's what I'm drinking. What are you drinking?
Today, I've got an Odell or a beer from Odell Brewing Company, Good Behavior. It's a crushable IPA. It's their version of kind of like a lower or light, but lower calorie type beer. I don't know. I'd heard some good things about it, and I've had quite a few Odell beers on the podcast.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd go ahead and try this out. And once again, I've always talked about artwork, and this is one of my favorite ones. They always do good work on their cans, and this is no different. So, yeah.
So still today, I know before we do what we always do before we drink our beers, I don't want to say the word yet, the Odell 90 Schilling continues to be one of my favorite beers. And you introduced me to that at the pub downtown, and what a beer. So I can only imagine that one's got good quality to it as well. But yeah, before we dive into the show, let's cheers and get some beer drinking going, and then we will be the bearers of already known bad news.
So yeah, you said you were sitting there scrolling through the phone when you saw it. I had that same type of situation happen. I was sitting there on my phone, and I got a text from one of our buddies, shout out Keith, and he had said Kobe Bryant died, and I was like, what? Like, come on. That doesn't even sound. And quickly hop on Twitter, start scrolling through stuff, and yeah, there's stuff popping up and everything, but then all of a sudden I heard it could be a hoax, and that people believe that TMZ was hacked. I guess the Chicago Bears Twitter account got hacked this weekend,
and really?
There's a few other things going on, so someone believed that something could happen. Well, pretty quickly, you started seeing confirmation that this, in fact, was true, and you know, a lot of the big boy journalists started tweeting it out, and so you knew it was real. And let me just say, instantly, man, I felt like I'd lost someone, you know, I've had known for years, you know, someone who, I mean, it almost felt like someone close to you, because
right.
You kind of grew, you know, I grew up watching this guy, you know, I mean, it's not, I've always had a deep respect for Kobe. It's not like I like the Lakers or anything like that, but Kobe himself, he's a different breed, you know, and there'll never be another guy like him. He was just so unique and represented basketball to the highest mark it could possibly go. You know, I mean, he sat there and talked like he wanted to be MJ, and he modeled his game after MJ. And I mean, if you watch the comparisons between the two, it really is a remark on, you know, unbelievable. And I just instantly, I just felt lost. I was like, could not believe that such a amazing talent and person, you know, 41 years old, and to lose his life in the way he did. And, you know, and let's not obviously forget, you know, his 13-year-old daughter, who was going to be one hell of a basketball player. You could already see that she was getting that Mamba mentality.
Yeah.
But of course, the other seven people who lost their lives too. So, right. I mean, I guess we should have probably started with thoughts and prayers to the friends and families of those people. And it's crazy, man. You know, 1 second, everything. You know, they're going to a basketball game. They're, you know, trying to. I actually knew this for a long time, that Kobe flies that helicopter everywhere. I had listened to an interview a while back, and he said for a long time he would just drive. He was driving and stuff like that, but finally, where he was located and where practice and everything was at, was starting to get busier and busier, and yeah. he was losing time. He said he was missing play, like he had missed a play of one of his daughters. And it really struck a nerve with him, and he's like, I got to figure something else out. You know,
yeah.
I don't want to change my lifestyle because of traffic. And so he ends up buying a helicopter and using this helicopter to get to and from home and practice and things like that.
Yeah, I don't know if he actually purchased the helicopter, but, I mean, it was he had the rights to it. And yeah, the LA traffic is bad. There's a lot of stars out there that fly around in helicopters, and I can't help but think something like this happens, and you might see some of that going away a little bit, just because the immediate fear of getting into a helicopter after something like this happens. But did you see any of the side-by-side videos? They did like Kobe's daughter right beside Kobe, and they do like a move, and they mimic each other. I mean,
the fadeaway, the little left turn fadeaway shot. That it was awesome.
Yeah, it's just freaking
very cool. You know, and
heartbreaking.
What's so awesome now that you know we thought it was great then. It's heartbreaking now, but awesome to see. It was what, just 2 weeks ago, him and his daughter were sitting courtside at a NBA game.
Yeah.
And you saw Kobe sitting there coaching up his daughter, sitting there talking to her, explaining the game, and you just realized he had so much to offer, not just his daughter, but the world, with his knowledge of the game and his you know, his love for business. And he was going to do a lot more amazing things. And, you know, of course his daughter's life was just beginning, and it really is a terrible, terrible thing, man.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things that kind of struck me is you see some of the major names in basketball currently. I mean, LeBron, for example, and I'm not going to say that Doc Rivers is necessarily a major name, but he's a relevant name. And watching those two guys just, oh, man, it broke their hearts. It broke my heart watching it, just because you can see how much he meant to it. Love him or hate him, I was not a big Kobe fan. But I had about as much respect for him as an athlete as I do anybody else. And one of the things, if you guys haven't seen it, you should go watch it, and I'll try to put it together and get it in the show notes, is the talk that LeBron James gave on Kobe just 12, 14, 16 hours before he died. Because that, you know, the night before he passed was the night that LeBron actually overpassed Kobe's scoring record.
Yep, LeBron became third all time on the scoring list, passing
right.
Kobe. Yeah,
right.
The night before. I mean, it just, things like that. That doesn't just happen. Like how does that happen? I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean,
yeah.
If you look at Kobe, actually tweeted out on Saturday night, said continuing to move the game forward. King James, much respect, brother.
And, right.
And you know, it's just like it happened the way it did, but it happened, you know. He was able to reach out to, you know, LeBron James and give that respect. LeBron was able to do that so Kobe could see. I mean, there's things like that. That it doesn't just happen out of coincidence, you know. That was meant to happen that way.
Yeah, and, it's tough, man. Overall, I can't even imagine, you know, the 30 seconds that was going through everybody's head in that helicopter as it was spiraling down towards the ground. I mean, the thoughts that must have been going through everybody's heads are just horrendous. So, but yeah, Kobe, I mean, through his career, he had 33,643 points, man. That's, you know, that'll never get forgotten for sure. And I mean, the overall talk to me, you know, when you're talking about the greatest player in the NBA, I think you're talking, about LeBron and you're talking about Michael. But something like that happened yesterday or 2 days ago, and it kind of changes your mindset a little bit. Like, man, look at this happened and how much of a gut punch it was to me. How is he not in the talk? You know, I think it's still Mike, but I posted on Instagram and Facebook and said, for me, moving forward, January, it's Kobe. Kobe is the best player of all time in January to me.
You know, it's just, man, it's just crazy because, you know, he's a five-time champion, 18-time All-Star. You know, he'd won, one MVP, 12 defensive all NBA defensive teams. And
yeah,
I mean, the dude played both sides of the ball, and that's what I'll always remember about him is he took as much pride on defense as he did on offense. And
yeah,
he wanted to lock you down. I mean, and he had, it was the same mentality Jordan had, and it really is unbelievable. And his competitiveness is unlike any other, man. I mean, it really is something that you just don't see anymore.
Yeah. I did a little math last night, just out of pure curiosity. He averaged 36.1 minutes over the course of his career, and he played 1,346 games. So basically, that boiled down to if you just sat down and watched every minute that Kobe Bryant played, just in the NBA, you'd have to sit there for 33.7 days just to watch every minute he was on the court. Wow. I mean, just phenomenal numbers he had throughout his career. And one of the things that kind of drove me crazy about watching Kobe was just obviously the fact that he didn't pass the ball as much as I thought maybe he should have. But then looking at things from a different perspective now, you see, I mean, as great as he was, I kind of understand it. You know, you don't have to be a great assister to win the game. You just need to hit the shot. And to me, I think if you're the best shooter on the team, really, you should have the ball in your hands. So it's tough. Overall, his numbers were pretty incredible. And what amazed me more than almost anything about looking through some of his stats last night were that his playoff stats were almost all spot on with his career stats. And to me, that's pretty impressive, you know, just to have ice in your veins in the playoffs. And yeah, it'd be cool to see higher numbers in the playoffs in the regular season, but nothing fazed him. That just shows how good he played during the regular season.
Yeah. I heard a great story yesterday that said when, what was it? I want to say it was 03. Kobe had gone 9 straight games with 40 points or more.
Yeah.
And the record is 10. And after that 9th game, I want to say it was Phil Jackson, if I remember correctly, but somebody came to him and began to say, hey, Kobe, like, hey, you're doing great and everything, but we kind of need you to dial it down. we're losing Shaq. Shaq is,
right.
You know, he doesn't feel the attention and everything like he's used to, and he's just, you know, we're losing him. And Kobe's kind of taken back by it, like, dude, I'm on this historic streak. I'm really feeling it and all that. He's like, yeah, but you know, we need Shaq come playoff time, and we don't want to lose him, you know. So, if you could just dial it back, and he goes, all right, like, and he went out there and the streak broke that next game, and you know, he likes to joke about it. He goes, oh man, you know, I would have had it, no problem. You know, 2 more games of 40 or more, he knew that he would have got there. But that kind of just showed to him. I mean, he was a win at all costs. It didn't matter how it was going to get done.
Yep.
He'd like to take the shot if he could, but he also could be a team guy. Just listen to some of his teammates talk about him. I mean, they're talk about how they're brothers still, you know. I mean, doesn't matter if there was you had to get used to Kobe is what they say. Kobe was a different kind of guy. He was a different kind of teammate, but once you got used to it, you understood it.
Yeah, and that something that kind of goes along with that is back, I think it was 2 Olympics ago, they were going to Beijing, and one of the things that his teammates had said was Kobe just kind of did his thing and nobody really knew what he was doing. But as they were practicing, as they were getting ready for the Olympics, everybody just kind of started adapting and transforming into his training regimen and just kind of started rolling with what he was doing. And that was the year, obviously, they went out and just dominated the Olympics. But, you know, Michael Jordan said something pretty highly praised, in my opinion, coming from also, in my opinion, the best player of all time. Is he said Kobe is the only person willing to work hard enough to be compared to me. Basically said that he's the only one that has worked hard enough to even be in the conversation of being compared to me. And then you really dive in and read about Kobe's work ethic. And if you've played basketball, if you've played any sports at all, you know how important work ethic is. And Kobe really, I mean, when you look at it, has one of the best and had one of the best, period. I mean, he'd go to the gym. There was one time he said, I'm not leaving the gym until I make 800 shots, you know?
Yeah. I one of the things he used to say was, I guess he would make a teammate or teammates play him before they left the gym, and they had to play him to 100.
Yeah, that was in high school, I think.
Well, no, he said in high school he would spot people 99 points going to 100, and he would come back and win. I mean, that's just the kind of competitor he was. He was gonna just ball out as long as he could and put the work in. And I loved that, because he didn't just do that in basketball. He took it to the next level because he was going to be a big time success business. His first year retired, he won Emmy. Is that it?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, is it a movie thing? Oscar?
It was a script he wrote.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't. Oscar? What? I mean, he won an award.
Grammys were on last night. And I didn't watch.
I know. I can't remember what. Anyway, point was, he had the work ethic in anything in life, and he was going to put it in. He put it into his family. He has four girls and a wife he's been with since, you know, forever, it seems like. The dude just, he got it. He understood. And there's so many more great stories are coming out. I was an emotional wreck yesterday, honestly, watching some of this stuff. It was just like a guy at 41 years old, you're just thinking, life after basketball, he had so much more to give, so much to give to his family, to the basketball community, you know, just, he was, you know, of course, helping his daughter get her game going. I mean,
right. And he had the he had the Kobe and Vanessa Bryant Family Foundation too, and what they kind of focused on was helping youth and then families that were in need. And I mean, you can say what you want about the guy, did some good, did some bad, but overall, I mean, what an impact he's left on this planet just in general. And you sit there and think, 41, I'm 25, that's only 16 years away. And he still had, as healthy as he was, probably more than half of his life left, if that's how things would have played out. But, yeah, I mean, Big Jim, going with what you were just saying, Jim in Syracuse said Kobe was playing just straight up the hardest worker as an athlete he's ever been around. And that dude knows the sport as well as anybody. And so getting that accolade from him, I mean, it just reassures how hard of a worker Kobe was. And it's kind of funny, because on Sunday I was sitting there on the couch watching TV, and as soon as I found that out, it was like a million emotions at once hit me. Like hundreds of memories just started coming. I mean, literally hundreds. Like I started thinking, yeah, I'm not, you know, I wasn't a huge Kobe fan. I don't like to see this. But then you think, oh, I used to play basketball in the backyard with my brother CJ, who we had on the podcast a couple months ago, and we would pick a player. You know, he would be Dirk, I would be Kobe, and I would be Steve Nash or whoever, but regularly I'd be, oh, I want to be Kobe, or he was Kobe. And that's just the kind of impact, even as somebody who wasn't his biggest fan, still had that impact, and it'll last. It'll last for sure. I mean, I don't know that I've ever seen social media in such a tear. I mean, yesterday, every single post you saw, if not 8 out of 10, were about him. And that just shows you the kind of impact he had. Big time household name. Just just crazy, man. It's still hard to comprehend that that actually happened.
It's got to be, if not the biggest, but right there at biggest tragedies in sports. I mean,
unexpected, yeah.
Yeah. You know, people started naming some things that happened. Of course, Thurman Munson, baseball player, he died in a plane crash. That was during the season. I mean, it was crazy. You know, there's things like that that stick out.
Yeah, it's hard to compare things just because every life is obviously as precious as another. You know, there's been bad stuff.
As far as shock, though, like the shock factor.
Yeah, shock wise, yeah.
And I get it that he's retired and it's not like he's playing anymore, but he started kind of getting back around the game, and you were seeing his face more and more, you know, and
yeah, and Doc Rivers, I mean, he said Kobe was as happy as he'd seen him ever. And Doc, you know, Doc gave a real emotional interview the other day right before the game, that he had to go play, and he said that he's been in a growing relationship with Kobe more so ever since he retired than actually during the league. But the common denominator of what everybody's saying is just how much they respected him as an opponent. And not only do we respect you as an opponent, some people get an overall view of, oh, you guys are on opposite teams, you must not like each other, and that's just not the case. You know, the more you play somebody, the more you learn to respect them if they're great. So
yeah, you knew what you're going to get from Kobe every time he stepped on the floor. You knew you're getting a competitor who's going to do whatever it takes to beat you. And I mean, it's cutthroat. He got on the court and he had no friends. I mean, and that's really how he played his entire career.
Yeah. I mean, somebody that is, you know, he played 36 minutes a game, 33.7 days worth of time he spent active on an NBA court with the time clicking. I mean, that's just mind-boggling. But he averaged 25, free throw percentage, 83.7. That's up there among almost everybody that's been a phenomenal free throw shooter. And field goal percentage actually surprised me a little bit just because of looking back and thinking how much I despised him for not passing or shooting too much or going, you know, 2-24 certain games. And, you know, he averaged 44.7% from the field, and those numbers are crazy. And three point percentage, he was right there at a third, 32.9. Those are hard numbers, man. Those are when you're
for 20 seasons. Yeah.
And it's not just like, okay, I take 2 or 4 shots a game and I'm making half my shots. I mean, he's taken a lot of shots and consistently shooting that 44.7% throughout his career. And I mean, he made, you know, he was a top 6 scorer all but 7 years, and he got the scoring title at least 1 year that I know of. But man, yeah, and I know this has kind of been a little sappy episode, a little sad, not our typical, but I think it's well deserved to pay Kobe the respect he deserves. So,
do you have a favorite Kobe memory or story?
You know, I think I do. I'll say my most enjoyed, and then my least enjoyed, and that is, it's not the 81-point game. I mean, that's pretty phenomenal to go out there and make 22 shots and score 81 points in a game. I think probably my favorite Kobe moment had to be the last 3 minutes of his career. Just, he went out of his mind and just ended his career no better than he could have ever, ever, ever done.
So I watched the entire fourth quarter yesterday.
Did you?
And forgot how great it was.
Yeah.
It really moved me because it was, you can't write it. You can't write what happened. If you don't know what we're talking about, go watch on YouTube Kobe's fourth quarter performance to bring the team back into the game.
Yeah.
He scores 60 points in his last game, wins the game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's movie. It's a movie. You're sitting there like, it can't happen. You can't. You kept seeing him kind of like edge back in. You're like, oh man. And then of course, I remember watching. I was watching that game, but
of course,
you forget about it. You know, you don't really understand until like like now when you have to appreciate someone after something like this. But you're right. It was absolutely unbelievable. I mean, there's no other word to describe it.
Yeah, watching it in the moment. I mean, and as a guy who was not a huge proponent of Kobe, even on his last game, watching that game, just crazy, man. It's just crazy. The only thing I could think to compare it to would be the Stars and Mike Modano. And Mike Modano's last game, if I recall this correct, I was watching that, and he just played out of his mind. And, you know, there's just not a better way to have a grand exit than to show people what you've got. And that was Kobe's way of saying, I've still got it, you know.
What was so cool was, I mean, he was dead. He was exhausted.
Oh, yeah.
Not talking to anyone. I mean, he's like, you could just tell he was done. And he didn't care. He was going to keep fighting like he's done his entire career and keep grinding till that buzzer sounded. And that's what he did. And they got the dub. And it was really unbelievable. But what's crazy is, so you're talking about final moments. Well, one of his friends, I guess you could say, I mean, they had a pretty good relationship. But Derek Jeter, in Derek Jeter's final game at Yankee Stadium, he hits a walk-off base hit to win the game. I mean, it's like, you can't write this stuff, man. Like, you know, it's just unbelievable. Historic careers by both Jeter and Bryant. And, you know, to finish it the way they both did, it shows you that the people who put the time and effort in and are willing to, you know, sacrifice it all, I mean, you know, each night on the court or on the field or whatever, you know, eventually it's, you know, it pays off. And that's exactly what happened, because it was just unbelievable, man, watching that final game. But that was mine. I mean, obviously, but that's one that stands out, you know, just because it's fresh in my mind. But it's almost too hard to say, not say this one, because when he tore his Achilles, and he went out there and shot those two free throws.
Yeah.
That just represents everything who Kobe is.
Right.
You know, I mean, didn't matter that he was hurt and that he shouldn't be even walking. He went out there and he hit both free throws. And it was to tie the game, too.
Yeah, and you could see the pain in his face.
Yeah.
You really could. You know, one of my least favorite parts about Kobe, and we're not saying this to be disrespectful, I'm just looking back and reflecting, also came from that same game, his last game of his career, when he said Mamba out and he dropped the mic. I didn't like it, man. I really didn't. But I was watching that as a hater, and if I saw that now, I feel like I would have a complete different outlook on it. I just, at the time, I thought it was arrogant, and that was me being nitpicky, but still being able to appreciate him for being one of the greatest. But yeah, what a career this guy had, man. What a career. Looking back, it is just crazy to sit here and think of all the moments that I was part of just in watching. I never got to see him play live, which I really regret. I really regret not being able to see him play live. But yeah, I mean, nothing else to say other than what a career.
Yeah. You know, obviously, this being a sports podcast, we're sitting here talking a lot about his sports accomplishments and things like that. But we, you know, you also got to remember he was also a husband. He was also a dad and things like that. And I kind of wanted to throw this out there real quick and read this to everybody, because this was the message to his daughters on a Jersey retirement night, you know, that when they retired both 8 and 24, which I do want to mention real quick before I forget, I saw somebody say this, and I just think it'd be the coolest thing to kind of help the memory of Kobe. But obviously the All-Star game's coming up, and they're going to obviously do something special for him. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But what if like the East wore number 8?
Yeah.
In the West Ward 24. I just thought that would be the coolest thing, man. Like,
yeah, I saw somebody post that the other day and thought, what a good idea.
And right, one more thing before I read this. Yesterday, I was literally moved pretty much to tears as soon as I read there at the bottom that Mark Cuban came out and said that No player for the Dallas Mavericks will ever wear number 24 again.
Wow.
In respect for Kobe.
I didn't know that. Wow, yeah. Dude, that gives me the chills.
I know. I saw that and I was just like, that's a power move right there. That's the ultimate sign of respect for another organization that had nothing to do except compete against this guy for years and years and years.
Yeah. And before you read your quote, just talking about those moving moments, did you see the Rockets Spurs game where they got the tip off and they just let the 24-second clock tick down?
Both sides.
Each team did. Yeah. I mean, just you just watch that and it just makes your skin crawl, man.
I think if I know correctly, I think every team did it after that.
Did they?
For the rest of the night.
I actually didn't see.
Yeah.
I was of the impression that they were actually going to cancel games. I was so distraught that I didn't watch any NBA games, but
You know what? What I really liked was a lot of people had that same take, like, "Oh, you got to cancel the game." You know, I mean, these players are out there balling on the courts and stuff before the game. But a lot, you know, some people said it best. It's like, dude, Kobe would have wanted you guys to go out there and play.
And you know what they call that, right?
What?
The Mamba mentality.
Man, there you go. And, see, not everyone's built that way, so maybe that's why you question it. But you got to have that Mamba mentality to be able to go out there and do that. But yeah. So anyways, real quick, I'll finish with this quote here. This was the message to his daughters on Jersey retirement night. He said, and I quote, those times when you get up early and you work hard, those times when you stay up late and you work hard, those times when you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That's the actual dream. It's not the destination, it's the journey. And if you guys understand that, then then when you'll see what happens and what you won't accomplish, your dreams won't come true. Something greater will. And if you guys can understand that, I'm doing my job as a father. That was his message to his children. And I mean, it just, it's so cool because I mean, that's it, man. I mean, he wanted to be a dad, and he took that very personal, and like, that was his kind of his moment to kind of, you know, be proud of who he was as a player and everything. And he took that time instead to send a message to his daughter and say, you know, some things are bigger than basketball. And It is the journey to getting there and whatever you're doing in life. And I mean, he took that very serious, and I mean, what a great moment, you know, to kind of send that out to his daughters. Cause you know, that obviously the three that remain here, will have that kind of message to, you know, kind of live their life by going forward. So.
Yeah. And I would have to say, and then I guess we could kind of wrap up, not that this is like a sermon or having an altar call, but, one of my favorite Kobe quotes, if I remember right, he said, "The moment you give up is the moment you let someone else win." And I mean, if he didn't base his whole career on that, I don't recall ever seeing him on the court when he wasn't giving it 100%. And I like that quote because it's kind of always been it's kind of been one of my go-tos for a long time. I mean, I do a lot of individual sports, and you know, you talk like little things like table tennis and even pool, or whether it be basketball, football, whatever it is. If you're not in it 100%, you don't, you know, you're not going to be able to look back and feel good about it at the end of the day if you lose. And he always gave it 100%. I always like to think that some of my competitive nature must have been formed by watching him play when I was a kid, you know, playing basketball, watching him going, man, he just goes and goes and goes, and he never turns it off. But, the moment you give up is the moment you let somebody else win. You can't ever give up, not if you're in sports. And if you go back and watch 33.7 hours of Kobe Bryant time spent on the NBA court, you'll see that he lived by that too.
Absolutely. One little cool fact here, a couple young players who were playing yesterday, obviously Devin Booker was seen before the game, really teared up, really emotional. And then, of course, Trae Young, who's playing out of his mind right now anyway, wore number 8 in honor of Kobe yesterday. And anyway, Trae Young and Devin Booker both took 24 shots each last night. They combined for 81 points together.
Wow.
And they had made 24 shots combined.
Wow.
45, 36. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, like,
can't make that up.
You can't. It's one of those things, man. There's certain things that are bigger than sports, bigger than, something you could make up.
Yeah.
And that's one of them, man, is
Well, you know, Kobe's big game was 81.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I mean, there's certain things like that, dude. I mean, Tuesday night, obviously, we're recording this on Monday night. Tuesday night is Clippers-Lakers back in, obviously, at the Staples Center.
Yeah, that'll be an emotional one.
I'm going to have to tune in, even with the late tip-off, 9:30. Going to have to tune in to see how that all goes down, because I can only imagine the emotion. When you've got a city like L.A., such a big city, and have such an emotional connection to a player like they did with Kobe, I mean, people are saying he's the glue. You know, he's what held this city together for so many years. And I can only imagine what that scene's going to look like tomorrow.
Yeah, and, you know, one of my good friends lives in Los Angeles, and he actually went downtown last night, not to attend anything going on with the Grammys or with Kobe, but he ended up downtown and said he could not believe the amount of people that were down at the Staples Center just to be there, just to pay Kobe his respects. I mean, he sat in traffic and traffic and traffic, and just said there were tens of thousands of people. So pretty cool to see the community come together like that. I mean, you got a huge market team out there, but he was such a key factor in the success of that team. And I can't even imagine, you know, guys like Shaq, even guys like Popovich and Tim Duncan, and, you know, some of these guys you see getting emotional. These are guys that have played with him or known him for 20 years. I mean, essentially he's a coworker to him, really, at this point. But what was really amazing to me that spoke pretty loud yesterday was it wasn't just the guys that you would think knew him super well. I mean, it was the 20-year-olds and the 19-year-olds in the NBA that were just torn apart. Never even met him. But just the impact that Kobe had on their young basketball careers. And, I mean, I'm 25, and growing up, just nonstop, was watching Kobe Bryant play basketball because the Lakers were dominant and he was always on. And so it's pretty incredible to hear, and it seems like most of it probably is legit, but the amount of posts that I've seen of people saying he's the reason I got into basketball, he's the reason I have the love for basketball. I mean, what a way to leave a legacy, just to impacting so many people over such a broad age range. And it was kind of hard to watch stuff yesterday, just seeing everybody was just torn apart and almost tough. I almost just wish that the media would have stayed out of the players' and coaches' faces. Did you see Amari Stoudemire?
Oh, I guess not.
He was, you know, he's playing overseas, and when he found out, man, it ripped him apart, because they were teammates, and he had a super emotional interview all the way from, I believe, Greece. But the amount of people that he played with over his career, I can't imagine there's a team in the NBA that isn't just one degree separation from Kobe. You know, either somebody that's playing on it that played with him, or somebody that he's played with that has played with that team. So his impact is big. He's got a huge circle. And we could just go on and on and on about this. I don't even think that it would be respectful. I think it would be too disrespectful for us to even discuss any other sports after having talked all this. So I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
No, I mean, like I said, I felt like today was a special day to dedicate to one of the greats. I mean, like I said, the respect I have for the guy, especially hearing all the stories now. I mean, I had so much respect for Kobe the player, but I think I have even more respect now for Kobe the man, the father. You know, we felt like today was a good time to take the episode to just talk about Kobe. And, you know, obviously this is Super Bowl week. There's a lot going on. And Thursday's episode, we'll definitely have a lot to talk about with the Super Bowl. So prepare for that. But yeah, overall, man, I think that's a pretty good way to leave it.
Yeah, I would agree. This one it'll be pretty simple. We're just gonna name it Kobe. Man, that brings another point. You know, all the times you grab a trash, piece of trash, piece of paper.
I've been sitting here ready to finish this episode with that the whole time. And
I just cut you off.
You're just going to cut me off right before.
I mean, think about that. How many thousands of times have you just wadded up a ball, you know, or a ball of paper and throwing it at the basket. Kobe, like, Kobe. It's going to hit deep every time you want to throw something away, man.
Yeah, I was, did you see me today?
No.
I got a little piece of trash, just walking. I was like, today this means a little different here. And I was like, Kobe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, unfortunate, man, but.
Anyways.
Yep.
Yeah, appreciate you guys tuning in. It would help us out if you guys go and leave us a review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you're listening to us. Go to Facebook or Instagram, drop a like. At Hopped On Sports, you could send us an email, hoppedonsports@gmail.com. We would appreciate it, and thank you all for tuning in. This has been a little bit of a different episode, a little bit, you know, hope you guys got the chills. If you don't, I don't know if you're a human being, but sad day yesterday, sad weeks moving forward, but the legacy of Kobe Bryant will be remembered.
Not to get too cheesy here, but I do want to say, obviously, this makes you think about life a little bit more. So for those ones you do care about, you know, maybe give them an extra hug today. Tell that friend, that family member you haven't talked to in a while that you love them. And, yeah, some things are bigger than, you know, sports, man, and, you know, love and what you feel for someone is one of those things. So make sure you, you know, reciprocate it to those around you.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you guys have a good week. We'll be back on Thursday. We'll be talking some, we're not even going to tell you because you'll just come back Thursday and listen to what we're talking about. We'll see you guys then. Have a good week.
Cheers.